ABC Radio Australia.
Congratulatory messages are filtering through from Pacific leaders to Australia's new Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. But here in Australia, the opposition has accused the new PM of neglecting the Pacific in his ministerial reshuffle. Now, both Fiji's Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, and the President of the Marshall Islands, Dr. Hilda Heine, have used their messages of congratulations to remind the new Australian leader of the importance of climate change to the region and its commitment to the Paris Agreement. Mr. Bainimarama said in a letter that he appreciated Australia's commitment so far, but that there must be more, and that would include increased ambitions under the Paris Agreement. Now, looking back at that reshuffle of ministerial roles, Mr. Morrison has chosen Maurice Payne to replace Julie Bishop as the Foreign Minister, while Senator Anne Rustin will take responsibility for the Pacific and International Development portfolio. However, unlike her predecessor, Concetta Fiavanti Wells, Senator Rustin will only be an assistant minister. And the opposition here in Australia says that means the Pacific is now a lower priority for the coalition government. Our Pacific Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts has been speaking to Mark Purcell. He's the chief executive of the Australian Council for International Development, about how Senator Rustin's perceived lack of standing may impact on her relationship with Pacific leaders.
Well, look, I think you do need a minister. We axed the dedicated aid agency, AusAid, some years ago. We did upgrade to having a minister, which I think was important, and recognise that in the Pacific, you do need a minister to be doing that work. But also, given that the aid program is the bulk of the volume of DFAT's portfolio in budgetary terms, but also given that it really needs to be alongside defence and diplomacy in being used and considered as how it can help shore up goodwill to Australia, trust with our neighbours. You really do want a minister working with the foreign minister in this regard, similar in the same way as we have a trade minister.
So do you believe that this is a downgrading?
Clearly it is. Obviously, Senator Rustin will prove her mettle, I'm sure, in the role. But nevertheless, the status when you go into the Pacific, such as we will do with the Pacific Island Forum next week, you want a ministerial level there. That's what we think.
We still, of course, don't know who will represent Australia at the Pacific Islands Forum. Do you think that the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is likely to go?
Well, I think we should at this time. I think it sends an important signal to the Pacific region that we actually are interested in what they think, that we have shared interests. And I think Australia needs to look at our comparative advantage as well in relation to other countries that are also seeking influence in the Pacific. I think for Australia, you know, we have large Pacific Island diasporas living in many of our capital cities. We have the labour mobility scheme, which we really could be ramping up. And we should, in the future, be giving consideration to things like visa-free travel for Pacific Island states, similar to what we have with New Zealand, which would really cement the relationships with Pacific Island peoples for the next generation.